Produced by PI Media.
Hi, I'm Ran Levy. Welcome to the Checkpoint Research Podcast.
The darknet is usually a subject to some kind of mystery.
Oded Vanunu, head of Project Vulnerability Research at Checkpoint.
To enter the darknet, usually you need to use some kind of browser. The most famous is Tor. And this browser looks the same browser as we are using, but the difference is that it's using behind the scenes some kind of other protocols.
The darknet is called the darknet for a reason. It's purposely hidden away in the underbelly of the normal web you and I know.
Most of the people who purchase something on the darknet are people who at least have the knowledge to go on there. So you need to know how to handle cryptocurrency, you know, you need to at least be familiar with those marketplaces.
Most people will never go on the darknet in their lives. It's a secretive, mucky place where most of us have no business being. It's not made for regular people.
The darknet has few objectives. First of all, it is like what we call a drop location for all the malicious activities cybercrime are doing. There are so many forums and locations that shared cyber weapons, cyber leaks, latest information about attacks that is happening right now. And second, this is kind of marketplace that has some what we call public announcements that you can access and visit. But there is marketplaces that are fully private and you need to be part of the gangsters in order that you can get access. So you can call it as an internet of avatars that supply all the illegal things that you cannot achieve in the public internet usually.
The darknet is where criminals of all shapes and sizes gather to traffic in every bad thing you can imagine, and some things you might not imagine.
My name is Liad. I'm a security researcher in Oded's team for Checkpoint for about 8 years, focusing mostly on the dark web.
Early last year, as the COVID-19 virus began spreading worldwide, Oded and Liad began finding clues to an emerging trend on the dark web.
So as we saw in the beginning of the pandemic, first there was a lot of chaos, of course. Nobody knew exactly what to do. And then we saw immediately the reaction from the darknet where we saw a lot of sellers starting to sell masks on the dark web.
Think back to last March, how scared we all were. Thousands, even hundreds of thousands were dying. The images coming out of Italy were unbelievable. So people desperately scrambled for face masks, at least the few that were available on the market. Some were desperate enough to turn to alternative solutions.
Once there is a gap, there is a demand. And if there is a demand for something that only governments control it, the place to achieve it is the darknet.
Of course, these things push people to do things that will, in a normal situation, will not do. So normally, this ordinary, normal, average Joe will not go online and to the darknet.
For better or worse, the darknet provided an answer to people who were fearful but willing to try their luck with the criminal underground.
Basically, the darknet is what we call as a parallel market that's usually supplying the demand that we have on the public web, but the advantage of the darknet is that he provides or he is entering exactly on the areas that there is a gap between the supply and the demand, but not in a good way.
The darknet responded to a supply and demand gap in March and April. That set a precedent for the months to come.
It started with a mask, protective gear and things like that. So we saw all kind of weird stuff, actually, super mask and with a lot of filters and things like that. It moved on to some protective suits. Then we saw a lot of medications that exist already. So they are well-known medications that are were not intended to cure coronavirus, but they were mentioned somewhere in the news, either by a doctor or somebody recommended that they suggested it as a treatment for coronavirus. Then we saw them immediately going into the dark market.
All kinds of supposedly COVID-curing medicines were popping up. For example, following the public comments from President Trump, the hottest commodity was hydroxychloroquine. One example of the darknet listing from the time reads, quote, chloroquine regular coronavirus treatment, $10. Hydroxychloroquine, a medicine for malaria, has been touted as a treatment for coronavirus. To place your order, click here. End quote.
Of course, then we had a few companies that released the fast test. The home kit, things like that. And immediately we saw that. So we know that a lot of countries, they have legal problem basically to provide those to be used at home. And this is exactly where the darknet comes.
Each time something happened in the pandemic, the darknet was ready to monetize it. And a few months back, the cyber criminals hit on their biggest cash cow yet.
At the end of 2020, there was like more clear about the ETA of the vaccines, meaning that it was clear that somewhere at early 2021, it will be already available for some places. And there was like an announcement that the FDA will approve it in the coming weeks.
The COVID vaccine had finally arrived, but almost nobody could actually get it yet. Like a thick slice of chocolate cake sitting behind a display window, it was just out of reach. It almost felt worse than having no vaccine at all, knowing it existed, but not for you.
This psychological challenge of gap between the supply and the demand, this is the real fuel for the supply in the darknet. And there are countries like all over the world that cannot afford to buy this vaccine or you know, we know that Pfizer and Moderna can produce maximum amount every year and this maximum amount cannot be enough for all the world. So it creates a gap.
The demand was quickly answered.
We started to see a rise of supply offering for the Chinese vaccine and for the Russian vaccine. And then once the FDA approved Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, then the darknet, as we call it, was exploding in the supply offering.
Offerings that read, quote, available coronavirus vaccine, $250. Or buy fast coronavirus vaccine is out now, 0.015 Bitcoin.
We saw everywhere, basically, almost every market had a few few vaccines over there. And in the few main markets that we were tracking, we saw them exploding. I think the last time we checked, which is in the two days ago, it was over 1,000 ads for vaccine sales.
From December through January, the number of vaccine-related ads on the darknet spiked over 400%. Prices shot up too. The average listing for a darknet vaccine in December was around $250. A month later, the same sellers were regularly asking for $500, even $1,000 for unspecified doses. Evidently then, all the marketing was working. Enough people were desperate enough to take a chance on these supposed vaccines.
This is like a very simple example. Yesterday, I had like an interview with a Portuguese journalist. And we discussed about this topic and other topics. And I tried to explain him again, why do we think that, you know, people would like to buy a vaccine? So I told him, you know, this is like a nice question. So you see, I'm sitting now in Israel and you are now sitting in Portugal, two Western countries, very developed. I already did two vaccines. I'm already vaccinated. You are older than me and you still don't have like, you don't know when you can schedule it. So a lot of people will say to themselves, you know, I would just like pay if I will be able to get it like from someone and will pay it and just to get it and get like over from it. This is some psychologic challenge.
Is there any way to know whether any of these vaccines are legit and not just complete scams? Is there any way to determine that?
This is like the biggest question.
Plenty of the darknet listings are so obviously shady that while we can't say for certain, it seems really unlikely that they were anything but scams. For instance, some sellers have been offering unrealistically large bulk orders. One vendor Liad interacted with offered 10,000 shots, enough to fully vaccinate 5,000 people. The total cost for enough vaccines to inoculate an entire town's worth of people? $30,000, or $3 per shot. Pretty good deal, huh?
The facts is that currently there is no proof that these are real vaccines. But it's not explaining the scale and the diversity that we see on the darknet supply offering.
It's hard to believe that a criminal could get their hands on a vaccine whose distribution is being handled at the international level by governments and established corporations. Plus, these aren't exactly Twinkies. You can't throw a few Pfizer shots into a cardboard box and send them on a boat.
The current vaccines that we have, at least the one that were approved by the FDA, are not easily to transport.
The Moderna vaccine needs to be stored at around negative 20 degrees Celsius. The Pfizer vaccine between negative 60 and 80.
So that creates kind of an obstacle for a real trade of these.
We shouldn't be so quick, however, to write off the entire darknet. It's more sophisticated than a bunch of scammers putting up fake listings in broken English.
We assume that once there will be enough medicines in the market and there will be countries that will be able to supply it and some that will not, then we will see actual vaccines there.
Actual vaccines in the hands of cyber criminals?
So we come to the conclusion that this can happen only if they will, what we call, physically attack the supply chain. And what is physically attack the supply chain? They can steal from hospitals, they can steal from hubs. In the US, there is so many stories already of millions of vaccines missing from different federal locations.
In the first weeks and months of the US rollout, even elderly people and people with pre-existing conditions were having a hard time getting vaccinated, if they qualified in the first place. Meanwhile, news reports chronicled entire batches missing or being outright thrown into the garbage.
You know, Ron, somebody went to high school with, so this is a 26-year-old, healthy, no underlying conditions to my knowledge, got the Moderna vaccine just a couple weeks after the initial FDA approval, so this was early January. What happened was she was waiting to get tested, and a nearby healthcare worker, where she was, mentioned that they had an extra shot. that was otherwise going to be tossed out. This was back when most sick people and most elderly people in the US couldn't even get appointments.
This happened in Israel as well. We had cases where healthcare workers were standing outside of clinics asking passerbys if they wanted to get vaccinated, else the shots will be destroyed. So, as you can see, even in an advanced country, there were enough issues in the supply chain and healthcare management that you could envision criminals taking advantage.
I'm quite positive, of course I cannot say 100%, but I'm quite positive that based on the past, they will be able to get those vaccines either by stealing them or by taking one at a time or having their own connections in whatever place it will be.
The question, naturally, is whether any of this has happened yet. Whether the vaccines on the darknet right now are legit. It's tough to say. Ultimately, there's just only one way to tell.
Could one of you describe the story of what happened when you tried to buy one of those vaccines?
Goliath.
Yeah, sure.
In January, Oded and Liad's team gathered up some cash. They decided to buy an illegal darknet vaccine.
We wanted to know a bit more and also to have some more clarity on what's going on. So we did try to engage with a few sellers.
Nobody would want to engage with cybersecurity researchers, so they had to think up a disguise.
So I would assume that they will basically will know how to also spot somebody who is a researcher or at least trying to engage with them just for the sake of for the research or for the sake of understanding what's going on. So usually we are trying to downplay. We're also using different phone numbers and changing IP addresses and things like that. So basically we're trying to kind of have an alter ego, let's say, that plays this role, of course.
With the persona of a naive, ordinary citizen, the researchers began engaging with sellers. It didn't take long to attract plenty of folks willing to part with their precious supply.
We had a lot of different offers. One that even claimed to have a full container, and he can ship us, if I remember correctly, the numbers, it was 10,000 medicine and things like that.
Each seller had their own unique kind of marketing pitch.
We do get some funny answers, but for example, when we are asking, so how do I need to inject it, or how does it work, how do I keep it in the cooling, and one guy said, yeah, there is a note. So you will get it with a note. I think the thing that was really surprising was how bold they were in way of exposing themselves. So one of them was actually calling me over WhatsApp. So I had to quickly invent a European number, but we were actually talking over WhatsApp, which I know his number, he knows my number. That was very unusual behavior. So either he thought I'm a complete idiot, I'd say, it was completely bold. But overall, show-wise, they are definitely professional. I mean, the guy that we were talking with over WhatsApp had this doctor, I would say like a clinic website picture, where you see him standing, probably it's not him, of course, but where you see him in a white cloth and seems like a respectful doctor, of course. So if you don't go deeper, the show looks very convincing, I would say.
Among all the offers they received, the team decided they were most likely to get a legit vaccine if it wasn't Pfizer or Moderna, the shots that were very difficult to ship and store. So they narrowed the search, focusing on the more dubious Chinese vaccine.
So after quite some time of research and trying to get a hold of a seller that sells these vaccines, we were able to contact somebody on Telegram, actually, that claimed that they are providing, they have supply of the Chinese medicine. If I remember correctly, the price was around 750 per vaccine, and we actually tried to order it. basically they asked for our address and where to ship it. We provided them, of course, not the office address, so it will not be so clear that is who is behind it, the checkpoint is behind it, and we ship it to our address. But so far, we haven't got anything. Now, we, of course, tried to communicate with the seller a few times afterwards. At the beginning, it said he claimed that it's already shipped, and then a few days, maximum a week after, the account was just deleted.
No luck.
My last question, this is for either or both of you. Why should ordinary people care about this story?
It's easy. Now we are talking about vaccine, and this is like something that's can have some kind of life and death implication, and when there is like a place that start to offer and supply vaccines, and the origin of it or the source of it is unknown, so this is like a big deal.
At first, it may not seem like the dark web has any effect on your life or mine, but it can. Because what happens in the deep recesses of the web has a way of seeping into the outside world.
We see a lot of transition between the dark web and the normal web, let's say, or our normal people. So it could be that I, let's say, know the dark web, I will get this phone number, but I can just transfer it to one of my friends that has less knowledge, and he will be the one interacting with those guys. So it could be that somebody will just ask me, and I said, yeah, of course, you can have that. You can just call this guy. And this number will start being published, let's say, or transferred from one to another. And these people which have less knowledge, at least in the dark web side, might fall into the scam.
People need to understand that basically vaccines that might be offered on the public web for sale are actually coming from the darknet.
The worst scenario is that they will actually inject themselves with something that they have no idea what it is. And that one perspective. The second perspective, and I think we see it all around the world, we already see around the world cases where either medicines are disappearing, people paid some money in order to get either earlier medicine or things like that. So once this vaccination project that the whole world right now have will get into a higher speed, I think we will see a lot more cases. It will be easier for them to achieve that because you need to transfer it to all around the world.
Liad, interviewed for this podcast before the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved for distribution in the US and elsewhere around the world. That shot is just one dose, meaning half the shipments are necessary to vaccinate the same number of people as Pfizer and Moderna's, and it can be stored for up to 3 months in temperatures of 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, or 36 to 46 Fahrenheit. All of that is great news for ending the pandemic, but it's also great news for darknet criminals. Think about it from their perspective. It's difficult to sell Pfizer vaccines, or even pretend to, because they require extreme cold storage and have long been in short supply. With Johnson & Johnson, not only are there more vaccines to go around, but those vaccines can easily be shipped long distances to buyers in other countries. In other words, it's now entirely possible, and maybe even profitable, for criminals to start stealing vaccine shipments and selling them around the world. So you really can sell vaccines on the darknet. It's a big problem for governments and medical organizations who have to think about how to secure their supply chains.
You have so many moving parts in this system, and they all need to be basically to to embrace this situation that somebody will try to get those medicines. Of course, we have a lot more focus right now, a lot more attention. We see, for example, in the US that marshals are patrolling or escorting the shipment, but I'm not sure the whole world can have this kind of reaction and protection for their shipment. And of course, the more complex it is, the harder it is to protect it. And this is where we're going to see those things happening. So we basically need to be prepared for what is going to happen and, of course, not to support it.
Right now, deep in a part of the internet you've never seen before, there are criminals offering vaccines to willing buyers. A lot of them are scams, but a few of them, very possibly, are not. Have you got your shot yet? If not, how does that make you feel? That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. For past episodes, visit Checkpoint's research blog at research.checkpoint.com, and you can follow Checkpoint Research on Twitter or follow me at @RanLevy. That's @RanLevi. CP Radio is produced by PI Media, written by Nate Nelson, produced by Guy B. Noon, and edited and narrated by me, Ran Levy. See you next time. Bye-bye.